Hey guys, and welcome back to Fast Track Forum. This was definitely a very interesting race. I am so tired and so sleep deprived because us East Coast girlies were going through it. Not so much you, but.
I mean, I just stayed up all night. I just pulled an all-nighter, honestly, at that point, because I'm like, mine was midnight, yours was 3 a.m. Like, it was just, I feel like in general, us US fans were going through it these past 2 weekends of races being so late.
I'm like not happy about it, but love going through the struggle.
And we have to do it again for Japan, because that's also going to
We
be for us.
do, but at least we get a weekend break. We don't have a race
That
this
is
week,
true.
which
That.
is sad, but I'm happy we get the break.
I am too, because I'm like, we pulled, it was especially because China was sprint also. So I'm like, we pulled like 3 days starting Thursday night. It's just like no sleep.
No, literally. Oh my God. So rough. Anyways, very first sprint of the F1 season. I cried. Tears were shed. Oh my God. Lewis winning at Ferrari was a blessing.
I was a little sad that Max didn't, win, but I was like, you know what? A Hamilton win, I'll take it. Like, I'll take it. Like, he deserved it. Seeing his dad's reaction also was so cute. So I'm like, he deserved it.
Oh my God, yes. It made me so emotional seeing Lewis's dad's reaction. It was very wholesome.
Yeah, because I'm like, sprints were, they were cute. Like, nothing really happened. This might be controversial, but I find sprints to be kind of boring. Not gonna
Oh,
lie.
yes. I agree. I find sprints really boring. I just feel like they should like reformat sprints to make it more entertaining because I was also very much bored. But we got a Lewis win out of it in Ferrari, by the way.
That is true. And we also got Yuki points, which was beautiful in the sprints. So Yuki finally got points, which I loved for him. Who else got points? That was a shock. Kimi got points also.
I feel like at this point, it's not going to be as much of a shock that Kimi is always going to be in points.
That is true. Because I was like, I'm looking at the results and I was like, it's kind of how you expected it, having Lewis in first, Oscar in second, which I mean, he was recovering from Australia. He was here to prove a point this weekend, guys. The way
And
this
he
man is
proved that
driving.
point. Yeah.
Because I'm like, besides that, because also I'm like, the thing I don't like about sprints is only the top eight get points. And I'm like, it's whatever. To me, I'm like, please, I'm like, help me.
No, literally. I think Lando only got 1 point because I think he was in eighth. Or am I wrong?
Yeah,
Maybe. Yeah.
he didn't get that much. So, but hey, he got points. That's all that matters, especially since the sprints were just not for him. Like, I don't know what, but he figured it out for the race.
He did figure it out for the race and really happy about that. But I'm mostly happy for Oscar, though. Oh
Yeah.
my God. I was so freaking happy.
I was scared. I thought he was gonna fumble pole.
Like Lando.
We're just jumping ahead to that.
Well, I mean, unless you have something else to talk about for
Sprint.
sprint, but
No, I don't think anything really happened in sprints. So I will admit, Karma just was here the whole weekend for Lawson. I was like, he just
yeah. And I love how everyone now is having that conversation, being like, oh, the Red Bull was only ever built for Max. Like, they didn't really care about that second driver. Like, we have been saying this for how many years now? And people are only talking about it because it's Liam Lawson.
It's true. And then I think it was during sprints. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Liam's engineer said, Checo, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
And
almost.
he's like, I'm Liam guy. And I was like, even his engineer misses Checo.
I think Kimi also went through the exact same thing where Bono accidentally called him Lewis.
Yeah. Imagine your engineer calling you your like predecessor's name, like the person who came before you. I would be like, sir.
I would just go with it and then silently cry over it in my bed later that night.
I mean, yeah. I was like, there was nothing else for that one. But yeah, I'm like, he didn't do good in qualifying for either. I think he qualified for both sprints and race in P20.
Yeah, I think didn't he start in the pit lane though for race two?
Yeah, he started in the pit lane for a race and I lost my train of thought.
I did too, not gonna lie. That's okay. Oh, we were talking about Liam Lawson. Sorry,
Oh
not talking.
yeah. He was in pit lane. Quali, honestly, was a little boring, won't lie, because I'm like, it kind of ended how I thought it would. And Oscar shocked me, considering I think Lando was the one who was like the fastest. So him like pulling pole was a little shock.
And the fastest. Lap record.
I was like, the Williams kept surprising me. Like literally the Williams, the RBs, like there were so many cars that were like shocking me of how high they were like doing and how good. And then who else? Oh, the Haases qualified pretty decent too.
Yeah, they did. Honestly, I have a feeling that this year is going to be the year for the underdogs.
I do too. I like that. Yeah. Race. Guys, I'm gonna be honest, I was dying. I had my Red Bull and I was falling asleep. It was too early, guys. It was too many nights of pulling all-nighters that I was just like, Falling asleep watching the race.
I feel like it was like the middle of the race where I could feel myself dozing off. And I was like, I don't know how I've been doing it past years where I would actually stay up and not be bored watching the races. But for some reason, like I was just so sleep deprived this whole entire weekend, the past 2 weekends, really, that I was just like falling asleep.
Dude, no, I was too, because I was like, there's really not much was happening besides the fact that randomly Alonso's brakes were on fire apparently, and he had to like retire the car, which I saw someone say Alonso's the only driver who's not classified because he hasn't finished a race, guys. He's DNF'd both times. So I'm like, Alonso, what is happening?
Literally, I feel so bad for him. I feel like him driving for Aston Martin was like a good thing for him back when he was first driving for them, but now they've just gone downhill.
I mean, for him, but as a Stroll girl, Stroll has been doing, I don't know, he's carrying this team right now.
And he has proven all his own haters. He's proven them wrong.
Oh my God, you know what I forgot to mention about sprints was how Liam ended up qualifying, like finishing in like a decent position because he kept crashing into people. I forgot to mention that. Like, I was looking at the results and I was like, oh my God, wait, he honestly, I was like, that man is a menace. Like, literally, the fact that he didn't get penalized for what he did, like to doing like that, like but forcing him off the track. I'm like, this man literally kept hitting everybody.
He did, and I remember he hit Gabriel because I think it was one of the team social medias that posted, or maybe it was a fan account, I can't remember, but they were jokingly saying, oh, they're trying to recreate the Wicked poster. Oh
Oh my God, I remember that one. That one
wait,
was,
no, that was an Alpine though, that wasn't Liam.
yeah,
That
that was
was
doing
Lance.
and Gabriel.
Yeah.
I was like, that was funny. That one was funny too. That happened in sprints. That was like the only interesting thing I think about sprints was that. Sorry, I had to mention that because I was like looking at the results of the race, how we ended. Because like everyone had finished besides Alonso. Like I said, the Haas, we had Esty Bestie up in fifth. Well, he ended fifth because, guys, I went to sleep and I was like, okay, cool. Oscar won. I was like, beautiful. Like he deserved that win. Wake up to find that we had three cars disqualified.
I literally woke up to your text because, like I said, I was so sleep deprived that I slept in. And then all of a sudden, I hear my phone go off and you told me that they were disqualified. And I was like, no way.
Both the Ferraris and Pierre Gasly were disqualified. Pierre and Charles were disqualified because their cars were underweight. And Lewis was disqualified because the bottom of his car had too much like damage, so his car was too low. And I was like, oh, I was like, what in the world?
It sucks being a Ferrari fan right now.
I
You
was
have to
like,
go
that
through
was
the
not me.
trenches.
I know, I was like, poor everyone there was hard, but I'm like, for me, I was happy because that meant Lance got boosted into the points.
Yeah, and then both of the Williams got boosted.
Oh,
And so both
Carlos got his first points. Yeah.
got his first points.
I was like, everyone got boosted a little bit there. I mean,
Also,
sorry. Yeah.
continue your thought though.
Oh, sorry. I was like, also, I felt bad for Yuki because I don't know what happened in the race. Like, I dozed off for a second. Next thing I see, his front wing kind of fell apart. So he ended really bad. He ended last.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened there, guys. I was a little asleep.
You can't ask me either. I was also asleep. Like, I literally woke up to see the podium. That's it. But Alex Albon, he was leaving the race for a couple of laps, and it was like the first time a Williams has led a race in such a long time.
Dude,
And on his birthday.
I was gonna say, I was like, his birthday. Also, I'm like, he got really good points for his birthday. He led, like, he did really good. Like, Lewis, not Lewis, what the heck? Alex, sorry. Alex did so good.
No, I was so proud of him. Like, as an Alex girly, I was screaming. Not really screaming because I didn't want to wake up any of my roommates, but I was cheering.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what, there's nothing really that happened in the race. Like I said, there was no one really overtook that much. So it was rough. We were falling asleep, but Max ended fourth, which I'm happy about. He's getting good points. He got good points in the sprint. He's there because now in constructors wise, you were right. Mercedes and McLaren didn't last tied. So there's that. But also Williams is now fourth in the constructors. Which I never thought I'd see that day.
I prayed for days like this, guys, where Williams would be up there in the constructors. Ah, I was just so freaking happy.
Yeah, no. And then Haas out of nowhere is now six in the constructors, like, because they made real good points this weekend.
They did. They really did. And now Alpine is the only one that doesn't have any points.
Yeah, they're the only ones left. Because even Sauber, which I was shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked about that too, not gonna lie.
The fact that Sauber is doing pretty decent, because they were the last team last time to get points. So I'm
Yeah, and so late in the season too.
literally think it was like one of those last couple races. So I'm like, there was that. But I mean, I feel like it was horrible to be a Ferrari fan, but it was great to be a McLaren fan, not only in the F1 realm, but in the IndyCar realm. Because I watched Quali, right? They were both on the same day. So midnight watching Oscar Piastri get pole to later that day watching Pato O'Ward get pole. I was like the inverse of each other. OP and PO got pole.
Yeah, literally.
So that was like shaking. Like that was great because it was a front row lockout for McLaren, Aero McLaren in IndyCar. It was Christian Longard and Pato. And I was like, the McLaren luck is just good. So when I was watching the race, I was like, okay, we got a 1-2 finish. So let's manifest that for IndyCar.
Oh God.
Other guys, it didn't happen. It really didn't happen. Before I talk about IndyCar, I still don't like the graphics of F1. They're bad.
Someone get, we need to switch again. Like, I don't like Louis Vuitton at all in the graphics. It just sucks so much.
Was so confused when I saw like LV. I'm like, are we sponsored now by LV? I'm like, it's just LV everywhere. I'm like, I don't like it, but that timing's off. Everything is like bad because at one point, we couldn't see the timings in, I think it was sprints. We couldn't see anything. And I was like, I don't know how far in quali we couldn't see either sometimes. And I was like, y'all, your timings are off. Like,
Yeah,
help.
did you not know that Louis Vuitton was now being sponsored?
No, I didn't. And I asked my sister, I was like, why is LV still here? I thought it was literally just for the Australian Grand Prix until I saw it at China. And I was like, what is this happening?
No, they like announced it like before in the off season.
I probably missed it. Not gonna lie, I probably missed that. But no, yeah, my graphics horrible. We need help.
Yeah.
They're not the
Anyway.
only, yeah, they're not the only ones who need help. IndyCar today was a mess. Like, I know you said you didn't watch it, but y'all, we were in, like, they got better. Like, if you're want to get into IndyCar right now, they're getting better. They're explaining so much more better. They also don't use primaries and alternates anymore. They now call them hards and softs, which I'm kind of mad about because I liked prime and alternates. But it's fine. It's basically the same thing, just hard and soft tires. But y'all, I got a jump scare while watching the race. Like, Pato was leading the whole time. He was doing great, beautiful. And then, like, halfway through midway, it glitches and we get NASCAR. They played NASCAR because Fox lost power. Dying because I was on the app and even that was glitching. And I'm in the group chats and everybody's like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, well, Fox tweeted. They're like, they lost complete power. So I'm like, you know what, guys? Bring back Peacock because Peacock would have never done this to me. Peacock always did me good. And Fox literally, for a good like 10, 15 laps, no, 10 laps, it wasn't 15. Like a good 10 laps, we were just watching NASCAR.
Oh my God. That is so embarrassing for them. This is one of the other reasons why I do not like Fox.
I was like, hello. I was like, please come back. Cause I was stressing, guys. Like, stressing. Cause I was like, dude, this is the first time. Like, they just don't want us to watch Pato succeed. Cause he was leading. And then I get NASCAR. And I wanted to get into NASCAR. I watched one race and I just can't get into NASCAR. Like, it wasn't it.
I've never have been able to get into NASCAR. It's just not for me. But yeah, no. I haven't watched the race. I didn't watch it mostly because I really hate Fox, guys. It's not my thing.
I mean, you would have been so annoyed too with today's race because of what happened. Like, they're getting better. Like, they listened to our concerns, our needs, and got rid of the cartoony graphics and are using their pictures. Like, it's better, but y'all, why'd you lose power? Yeah, but it was rough because I thought we were so close to getting a 1-2 McLaren in both Indy and
F1.
F. Like, we were so close, but of course Alex Palou had to ruin our dreams. So we got a 2-3 in. We got a 2-3. We got a Pato second and Lungard third. So we got podium. We got a double podium. So I guess that was good, but literally I wanted to cry. I was like, there's no way.
This is like the second time that it's happened too, where it's like Pato was leading a good chunk of the race, and then all of a sudden he gets
I was
outrun.
like, it's just not it. And it was all down to tires. Like, literally it was just the tire strategy, which kind of sucks because in IndyCar they play more like the pit stops play so much more than they do in F1, guys. Like, they play so much more. If you're not on your strategy, you're done. Like, it's just that.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm like, it's stressful. But I'm like, so, like I said, McLaren did good. I mean, not in both sense, they did really, really good. And then what else? There was
Oh,
something that happened this weekend.
I honestly, I feel like that's basically it. But I have tea, I have drama. So, did you hear how Vrbo is literally considering putting Yuki in their seat for the next race and then maybe buying out or, yeah, having Colapinto replace Yuki? Oh my God, I'm like stuttering, but yeah.
Yeah, oh my God, that's what I was forgetting. I saw that. I really hope they don't, because their next race is Japan, which is Yuki's home race, and I don't want Red Bull to ruin. I know I was firm on Yuki deserve the second Red Bull seat, but after everything, Yuki, run as fast as you can. Do not get into that second RB seat. Like, this is his home race, guys. They cannot ruin him for his home race.
Yeah, but like Red Bull is that cruel. I feel like they would do that.
Like, I'm scared, but honestly, I kind of saw that coming of how Liam's been doing. I was like, I saw that.
I even saw, this was so weird and so random, but like this person from New Zealand, how they were like so excited for like one of them to be on like the F1 grid, but they were not excited that it was Liam Lawson, just because like he has no empathy whatsoever. So it just makes it really hard for her to root for him and stuff like that.
No.
Oh, continue. I was done.
Oh no, yeah, I was like, I saw that too, because I was like, wow, because the people are like kind of mad. They're like, oh, well, we don't have that much representation as like New Zealand. And I was like, yeah, I was like, but your driver that's representing you guys kind of has like an awful personality, because like if he didn't talk and acted the way he did, I feel like he would have really been like,
He definitely would have, because I, oh my God, this is gonna be so hard for me to admit now, but I actually was a Liam Lawson fan. I actually really liked him because of his personality and like his, well, obviously don't believe everything you see on social media, but like everything that he would post, I would always be like, oh, he seems like a really cool and funny dude, especially for his love for Lightning McQueen. Like, that's also how I got into F1, my love for Lightning McQueen and the Cars movies. Watching them like growing up. So I was like, oh, I'll actually like this driver. Like, I actually really like him. I think he's so cool. And then all of this happens, and I'm just like, dang, how can you talk that way about other people? Because, like, yeah, I get it. Formula One is such a competitive sport, and like, you're all hella competitive. You have to be in order to get one of these seats. But still, like, you could even see some of the other drivers, how they have empathy towards their co-workers, I guess, or their other drivers, really. But like Liam doesn't show it at all.
He really doesn't, and I'm just here like, sir, I love how everybody's using that one thing against him. He's like, I'm not here to make friends in F1, I'm here to win. And they're like, well, he's made no friends and he's won nothing. So, like,
He's on his
sir.
own, for real.
That's why. So I'm like, I feel him getting booted, no one's gonna feel that bad, which I don't know if that's wrong to say, because I really don't care that he's getting booted.
I also do not care that he's gonna be dead after everything.
I was like, but I don't know, man. Everything is up in the air, because that is just a rumor. But I know, oh my God, did you see the interview where it was Crofty? He was asking Christian, where he's like, you didn't pay off Checo for this, right? And I was like, the way that Crofty was so forward, he's like, you guys didn't pay off Checo for like this, because he's not performing.
Yeah, oh my God. I did see that interview and I love Crofty for that. He has a talent for making team principals uncomfortable, and that is a good thing because they need to know.
They really do, but I'm like, I just like, I don't know. Like, when I saw that clip circulating on TikTok, I'm like, is this like fake? I'm like, is this real? I had to like go look it up myself, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, the way Christian was just, he's like, we'll discuss it. He's like, we'll look into it.
I was like, what is there to look into?
I
Like,
was like,
I
his
said this.
yeah, I'm like, his results speak for himself.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I was like, I think Red Bull this year is taking the clownness, the silliness away from Ferrari. I was like, because we all know Ferrari was a little clown last year, though they kind of still are, not gonna lie. But I think Red Bull's taking that away from them.
I will agree halfway, just because I feel like Ferrari, the only bad thing about Ferrari really is their strategy. That's the only part where they're clowning in. Everything else, they're fine. But like Red Bull, it has taking a downfall. It's taking quite a turn.
Yeah, I was like, we're in our downfall era, and I'm not here for it. I really am scared because I'm like, I genuinely fear that Max might not be able to get this tractor where it needs to be.
Well, I mean, everyone's now noticing that he does not have a tractor. He has a really good car. It's just Liam has a really has the tractor.
I mean, it's always been that way though.
Yeah.
Second seat. I was like, they never got the better car.
No.
So I'm just here like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Max. I'm like, please, I just need him to be on the podium.
I
And then what else happens?
don't know. I feel like that's it.
I was like, because it wasn't really that eventful. I was like, I don't think there was like really, let me see. Let me look up real quick if there was. Oh my God. No, I remember. Iconic on the Haas, because I'm a Haas girl.
Yeah.
Like Ollie Berman is iconic for when he was moving up the grid. When he passed Liam, he was like chow. When he passed Carlos Sainz, he was like chow. I was eating that up. I was like, oh my God, Ollie.
I did not hear that whatsoever. I can't believe I missed that. I love Ollie. Like
He literally passed Liam and he's like chow. And then he goes by, passes someone else. I forget who he passed. He didn't say anything, but then he passes Carlos Sainz and he's like chow. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, who is this diva?
I love Ollie Berman so much. No one can ever make me hate him.
I was like, that I just feel like we had to end the episode on that because that was
Oh my
iconic.
God. No, yeah. Definitely iconic. Love how we got a McLaren 1-2 in F1 and a McLaren
3.
2-3 car.
Yep. I was like, hey, it was a good weekend for McLaren. Now we have no races till next weekend, right? Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll get a recovery for sleep.
I know, I definitely will. Although probably not actually, because I'm dog sitting
Oh.
my friend's dog. So I gotta wake up early and drive over to her house and everything. So that's gonna be rough for me for the next couple of days. But this weekend I'll be fine. I'll recover.
So we'll just have to wait and see if Liam does get replaced for Japan, if we have Kalle Pinto make an appearance.
I have no idea how I'll feel about that, not gonna lie. Cause I don't like Colapinto at Alpine because right now they're not doing so good and they don't deserve my man. But him also going to Racing Bulls terrifies me because we all know how that will end up.
Yeah, I'm like, so I'm scared for him. We'll see, because there's so much that's like I feel will happen in this like break, because it's like a weekend off. Because Doohan, I know he's in danger, literally, like hasn't done good either. So I'm like, there's two rookies, right? Two rookies, because I don't really consider Liam a rookie, but everybody says he's a rookie, who I guess are in danger of losing their seats.
Yeah, I don't think everyone else considers Liam as a rookie. Like, they're calling the other rookies true rookies, and then Liam's just there. Because I did mention it last episode where I was like, I don't know why we're counting him as a rookie when he's obviously driven an F1 before.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see in Japan to see if we get appearances or if they're even there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I officially have nothing else to say.
So I guess this is like the end of the episode today. So we'll just end it how our lovely Ollie Berman says, in the words of Ollie Berman, ciao, guys.
Ciao, guys.